This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with, once again, renowned Miami plastic surgeon, Dr. Adam Rubinstein, who is an award-winning board-certified plastic surgeon, well-regarded for his outstanding work in cutting-edge, non-invasive, and surgical plastic surgery procedures for women and men. He is a well-known and outspoken patient advocate and is not afraid to speak out about botched plastic surgery, unsafe conditions, and questionable clinics related to patient deaths. Dr. Rubinstein is passionate about his mission to educate the public in plastic surgery. And once again, Dr. Rubinstein, thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Ours as well, and looking forward to hearing from you further today. So first of all, if you would, just remind the audience about your practice and what you specialize in to kind of lay the groundwork for those that haven't heard any of our sessions together here on the program.
Sure. I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon, certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery, and practice in Miami, Florida. My practice is really in cosmetic surgery and aesthetic procedures. We do everything from head to toe, and kind of known for having technology, so we have all the bells and whistles, all the special technology that we can use to help keeping people looking beautiful.
Now, as we mentioned earlier in the intro, you're a well-known and outspoken patient advocate, and you're not afraid to speak out about botched plastic surgery. Now, I understand you've launched a social media program, hashtag It's Not All the Same. Why and what are you hoping to communicate here to people considering a plastic surgery procedure?
Well, it's really not just for people considering procedures, just to get a general understanding that it's really not all the same. You know, the hashtag It's Not All the Same is meant to point out that, you know, going to one doctor may not be the same as going to another. You know, you really might not know what you're putting yourself in for if you don't check qualifications, if you don't ask the right questions. And what I've learned in about two decades in this field is that most people really don't know what questions to ask. And sometimes they're shy to even look into it and ask the question. So hashtag It's Not All the Same is meant to kind of drive home the message that you really need to know, because you might be putting yourself in a position unwittingly, you know, without really knowing that you're putting yourself in a bad position. You mean, it could be even a dangerous position if you don't know what to look for and what to ask.
Well, that's such a creative and a great idea on your part to launch that social media program campaign. Again, that's hashtag It's Not All the Same. Now, what are the most important things you think people need to know when choosing a plastic surgeon?
Well, the number one thing is to make sure that you're going to the right kind of specialist. And that would be a board-certified plastic surgeon, someone who's certified by the American Board of Plastic Surgery. In the United States, there is only one board that has been given the task of certifying plastic surgeons, and that is the American Board of Plastic Surgery. There are other self-proclaimed boards, boards that just sort of got themselves together and called themselves a board, and they're not really what a hospital might consider legitimate, or I don't consider legitimate as well. In the United States, the American Council on Graduate Medical Education, ACGME, kind of governs what goes into residency programs. That's how doctors get trained. When you graduate medical school, you're not, you know, going into your community, hanging up a shingle and doing whatever kind of medicine you want. You have to learn how to do it. You know, medical school is the beginning of your medical education, and then that all gets more specific, and you learn how to do your craft in your residency program. And sometimes you do residency and fellowships afterwards to further refine your training. So it takes a lot of on-the-job experience and training and education to learn how to do whatever a doctor does, whether it's your family doctor or your gynecologist or a radiologist or a surgeon of any kind. And when you get into something like plastic surgery, which is an even more refined type of surgery, then, you know, it's an education beyond general surgery, you need even more education. So you need more experience and more training, and that's where you go to a further residency. For example, I did a residency in general surgery, and then I did I've also done a residency in plastic surgery after my general surgery residency, and I've done two fellowships, both a fellowship in hand and microsurgery, and a fellowship in pediatric and craniofacial surgery. So it's a lot of training in the various aspects of plastic surgery in order to do what I do. The thing is, people sometimes feel, even if they know what to ask, they're sometimes okay with the idea of going to a doctor that's not a board-certified plastic surgeon. And they might be okay going to a gynecologist to have their Botox or their filler or having even their dentist do it. And the hashtag It's Not All the Same campaign is meant to demonstrate that it's not really such a great idea. It might be convenient. If you find yourself in your dentist chair or in a gynecologist's office and say, well, it's a doctor of some kind, why not? Well, if you apply that to other things in life, then the hashtag It's Not All the Same campaign kind of drives that message home and has it make sense. For example, one of the videos that we put out is a video where I'm talking to a boat captain. We go out into a marina and we're talking into a boat captain, and we're asking him, hey, I want to get to the Bahamas. Can you get me to the Bahamas? And the video kind of takes off from there, and I'm speaking with him, and then it rounds up where the captain had no idea where we were taking him with it, but ultimately I said, listen, we have our own vessel. Can you take us there in this? And I show him a picture of an airplane, and obviously, he's not comfortable doing that. Actually, the guy that we interviewed, I didn't fill him in on anything. This is all genuine. When we do these videos, it's all very genuine reactions. And the reaction we got was great. He said, well, if you want to die, I can take you there. That really is poignant. It's very, very clear that you wouldn't go to hire a boat captain to pilot you in a plane, right? And there's been a lot going on that people are willing to say, well, it's a doctor, it's okay. Well, you might get away with it, but it's not really okay. It's not the wisest thing to do. You wouldn't ask a boat captain to fly you somewhere. You wouldn't ask a plane pilot to try and pilot your boat to get you from one place to another. And you don't go to an Italian restaurant and expect to have the best egg foo young you've ever had. So people are doing exactly that, sometimes knowingly and more often having no idea that they're doing it when they go and have their aesthetic procedures. And that's what It's Not All the Same is all about.
Absolutely brilliant, and what an example there. That is perfect to explain the situation that is so real today. We are with award-winning and renowned Miami plastic surgeon Dr. Adam Rubenstein. He's joined us once again here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, during the pandemic, is it safe to undergo procedures, and are you seeing people getting procedures more or less than the pre-pandemic?
Well, this pandemic has been going on so long, and we've seen a transition of things. Clearly, when things were really bad and everything was shut down, then it wasn't safe to do that, and I put up some posts saying that. I saw some people in my neck of the woods here in Miami offering discounts and specials to lure people to come and have your injectables and your filler, even surgery, during the pandemic when there was a government order to shut down. So that was not a good time to do it. But that was many, many months ago. And, we've been open and allowed to reopen since mid-2020. And I have to tell you, people have been very anxious to come in. We've seen surprised to see the amount of interest and growth in procedures that we've seen. People are finding they've got more time. They don't have to go to an office. They're not in front of people the way they used to be. They can work from home and keep it quiet. And all of that together combined with nobody can travel anywhere. So if you're going to take a vacation, maybe you get that procedure you've always been thinking about. Or maybe you're not taking a vacation and you have a little bit more cash lying around that you expected to spend on a trip to Tahiti, and now you're not going to Tahiti. So, you know, what are you going to do with that cash? Maybe you find the motivation and use it for something you've been thinking about for a long time, and now the time's right. So we're seeing a lot of people now that people are out and moving about. And it's not to say that the pandemic is over. It certainly isn't. And I urge everyone to wear their masks and be responsible. And I hope with the vaccines coming for everyone sometime in the near future that we all get past this. But even now, yes, it is safe as long as where you're going is respecting the proper process and looking out for your best interest. You know, it is absolutely safe and surprisingly very popular. One thing I would say is one of the videos that we did for the hashtag It's Not All the Same campaign was motivated by a pretty well-known plastic surgeon who was promoting drive-through Botox. It's crazy, but that's what he was promoting, and this is no joke. He was promoting drive-through Botox where people would line up in their cars, they'd pull up to the treatment area, he'd lean in the window, do the shots, and collect payment and send them on their merry way. And, you know, you don't have to be a board-certified plastic surgeon to understand that a doctor leaning through a car window is probably not the best environment to get your medical treatments. So, you know, that made me, it motivated me to create a mockumentary video about drive-through plastic surgery.
It is unbelievable. Every time you come on, you share something different and something off the wall. And man, that's one of the better classic examples right there. Good stuff. Well, it's not so good, but you know what I mean. Now, where can people go to see these social posts about hashtag It's Not All the Same and to learn more about you?
Well, if you want to see all the hashtag It's Not All the Same posts, and we've got some more coming out soon, you can always check it out on my IG, my Instagram, at Dr. Rubenstein. It's at DrRubinstein. And you can check out all the It's Not All the Same posts on that IG. And you can also learn a lot on my other IG, which is at Plastic Surgery Truths. And Plastic Surgery Truths is all about giving information and answering questions, and that's pretty much what it is. It's all a big Q&A profile where people send questions and we make videos answering them and giving them all the information they need, and good information, reliable and truthful information. So you can check out a lot at Plastic Surgery Truths. But you can always reach the office, check it out online at www.dr-rubenstein.com, or just give us a call, 305-792-7575. It seems almost old-fashioned to be given out a phone number, you know?
It might be old-fashioned, but it certainly works, and it covers the base as well. And thank you so much for all that you do in this space and for joining us each and every time. Before you go, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word or a summary or anything else you'd like to share or make us aware of as we do conclude today?
Well, I mean, the important thing is that you avoid putting yourself into situations that are less than ideal. You know, if you wanted to fly to the Bahamas, you'd hire a pilot with a plane. You wouldn't go looking for a boat captain. And, you know, if you wanted to have a nice Italian dinner, you wouldn't go to your local Chinese joint. So don't do that when you're looking for aesthetic procedures, surgery, and other services. Make sure you're going to be in the right hands. I mean, see board-certified plastic surgeons for your surgery. You can visit with board-certified dermatologists or plastic surgeons for skin care and skin treatments, injectables. Just make sure you're going to someone that's properly trained, not someone that took a weekend course and decided they're going to try and make a couple extra bucks doing something that they're not really trained for. Keep yourself safe, make good choices, and make sure you're going to the right kind of docs.
Very, very well stated. In conclusion, again, folks, for more information, it is dr-rubenstein.com. Dr. Rubenstein, all the best, and look forward to our next conversation right here on eHealth Radio.
Oh, I love it. Thank you, and always happy to join you. I look forward to our next chance.
And I do as well. Have a good one. We've been speaking with award-winning and renowned Miami plastic surgeon, Dr. Adam Rubenstein. And once again, for further details and for contact, visit dr-rubenstein.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.